Alrighty, alrighty. Hello, brothers and sisters. Hope you all are doing well. Sarah and I and the kids are back in the United States, staying with my parents right now. And I've just been very blessed with our time with them at the churches we've been able to go to. It's been great to see many brothers and sisters who love us, love the work, and it's just been really, really good to see people. All right, well, you know, this month, I'm just going to jump into the letter. Don't forget, we're building new homes. If you can help with that, if you can get the word out, whatever God will call you to do in that area, jump on board. But I think you're really going to like this precious young lady I'm going to talk about today. So I hope that it'll also drive you to pray intentionally for her. So here we go. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13:34-35. Ooh-wee, boy, have I got a beautiful and a little concerning story to share with you this month. In the midst of one of the most challenging and emotionally and physically trying times I have had here in our work, I was blessed with some of the sweetest words that I have been graced with by one of our newest family members. I can't recall what morning it was, but we were called by the local government agency who oversees placement of children in children's homes, and we were told about the terrible abuses that she was a victim of at the hands of her stepfather and mother. There is no need to divulge the information, but it was not good. When she came, she was tiny, at the age of 9 years old. She looked as if she were 6 or 7 years old. She had multiple medical problems relating to the abuses she suffered, and when she came, she looked exhausted, tired, and disconnected. As we tried to help her feel welcome and comfortable, she wasn't sure about us or if she could trust the things we were saying. As her first day carried on, we got her cleaned up and showered, and then we got her into some new clothing. Later on in the day, she started to warm up a little bit more and let me hold her in my arms. I'm not sure I can explain it, but just to sit and hold a child who's gone through what many of our children have is just rich and beautiful. As I always do, we ended the evening and I lowered down to her eye level and let her know how grateful I am that she is with us. I let her know that she was going to be okay here, assuring her that she is loved and wanted. I always make sure that our new children know that it's my responsibility to make sure they're okay. I tell about many things she gets to do in our home and some things that are not okay for her to do or for anyone else to do to her. I try to give the confidence that whether a staff member or another child do any of these things that are not acceptable, she can always come to me. As I finish expressing that we love her because God loves her and share our excitement to see what God has in store for her future, I normally end asking if I can give a kiss on her forehead and embrace her in a hug. She accepted, but it's always kind of awkward as these signs of affection are foreign to some of our children who have suffered the most. As the weeks and months flew by, we continued to love her, expressing much affection and investing into her physical and emotional health, along with spiritual and academic education. She probably averaged anywhere from 4 to 12 hugs a day, and even more kisses a day for myself. After she had been loved on for a while, she would hold on and desire many hugs each day, which is pretty normal for our children. But what was abnormal was that she would hold your hand as she stood next to you, then she would kiss your hand, and then kiss your wrist, and then hug and squeeze your hand, as if she was caring for her favorite stuffed animal. It seemed that she had so much affection showered upon her that she couldn't contain it. One afternoon, all our older children were attending an Easter conference So another staff member and I took the younger children to a nature park. We had fun, and at one point we were walking along natural and comfortable. Ashley was holding my hand and hugging my arm. After kissing my hand a couple times, she asked me, "Coley, why is it that I love you so much?" I don't really have anything to say as I sit here and look for words to write. I just smile, shrug my shoulders, and put my hands out. It was beautiful. I'm still filled just thinking about it. I can't express how precious it felt, but I did instantly know the answer. After stopping to give her a hug and a kiss, I informed her that I didn't always love this much. At one time, I was a very selfish person, and I didn't love as I now love you and others. But one day, God revealed His reality to me and how much He loved and sacrificed for me. He filled me with His love and Holy Spirit, and now I want to express it to others. Now that I have showed you this love, it has filled you, and you now want to give it back to me. God has done this so that you continue to grow and eventually give His love to others who never knew it. We continued to play and have fun with everyone else that day, but almost daily since then, I reminisce and have been blessed and encouraged by that very sweet interaction. Before we move on to other information, we have an urgent prayer request. As mentioned before, we have been medically treating abuses that Ashley suffered. In the evening that we put this letter together, I was informed that the doctor says Ashley's kidneys had not fully developed and that they are not functioning properly. We will be doing ongoing exams to see our best route of care for her. Please pray for divine healing and for wise and diligent doctors for her. What a joy it is to serve the Lord here in Guatemala. I thank all of you who join us in different ways. We love you, and we are honored to serve these children and now young adults of Guatemala on your behalf. Continue to constantly pray for us. Anything you pray over your own families, friends, or children would be greatly appreciated. Don't forget that we also need about $200,000 for each of the two family-sized houses as we continue to build the future Casa de Mi Padre. We are waiting on another estimate for the construction, but we did counter our first estimate, and the builder believes he can build the home for $192,000. Although we still need kitchen cabinets and house furnishings, so we estimate that it will still be around about $200,000 to complete the home. So look in your couches, sell your house, forgo sending your children to college. Whatever you can do would be greatly appreciated. Obviously, I'm joking, but if you can help us with the building of our homes, you will be investing in many generations of lives changed. If you would like to get together and talk about it more, please reach out to us. July 8th through the 15th, we'll be having a special mission trip where anyone from any church can come. So if you're interested in a mission trip to Casa de Mi Padre and you don't have a church group, you can contact us and we can give you some information about that contact. We have other dates in 2024 that are still open for mission groups to come and help with construction or help around the children's home. If you would like, you can get a hold of us. We also are already taking mission groups for 2025. Last thing before we get done, we've also got some birthday gifts that we're going to be sponsoring for this next month. Two of the children, a little girl and a little boy. So we have put a registry on Amazon where you can search Casa de Mi Padre and then it says May 2024 birthdays if you'd like to help out with those things. And obviously all construction donations, if you were to give to the construction, need to be labeled so we know that's the area that they go to specifically. Alrighty, brothers and sisters. Well, we thank you all. We love you all. And take care. We'll talk to you soon. In Christ, the Macaulays and the kids of Casa.